From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. U.S. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri is proposing a rule change that would allow the Senate to dismiss the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Hawley's proposal, unveiled yesterday, says the Senate could dismiss the articles of impeachment if the House does not deliver them within 25 days of its impeachment vote, which was December 18th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has delayed sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate in an effort to pressure the Senate to call witnesses if it holds an impeachment trial. State health regulators have told a Boonville, Missouri hospital that specializes in bariatric surgery to stop performing surgery. As Dan Margulies reports from Kansas City, it's affiliated with an Overland Park hospital that has also run into trouble.
The order came after the regulators conducted an inspection at Pinnacle Regional Hospital and cited it for deficiencies in its sterilization procedures. Hospital CEO Joe Conigliaro says the hospital is working to rectify the situation. The hospital was formerly known as Cooper County Memorial Hospital. It changed its name in 2018 after it was acquired by businessman Douglas Palser. Palser also owns Pinnacle Regional Hospital in Overland Park, Kansas. That hospital is fighting to regain its Medicare certification, which it lost in 2018. Both hospitals specialize in surgery for people who are extremely overweight. I'm Dan Margulies.
Columbia police are joining forces with several other law enforcement agencies in redoubling efforts on a task force to combat gun violence in mid-Missouri. Mayor Brian Treese announced the partnership at Columbia City Hall yesterday afternoon. The gun violence task force already existed, but the new arrangement will significantly increase its size. Treese says the task force will help empower Columbia police to collaborate with officers outside the city.
We know crime does not stop at the city limits. And while our officers and detectives on the ground constantly share information, this initiative expands cooperation and communication among federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies.
The expansion of the Gun Violence Task Force comes after a troubling recent history for gun violence in Columbia. Police say they recorded a dozen firearm homicides in 2019, including 5 gun deaths in a period of less than 2 weeks last September. Hallmark Cards will cut about 400 jobs worldwide, including about 325 at its headquarters of Kansas City, Missouri. The announcement came yesterday. Hallmark will offer buyouts before turning to layoffs. The company says affected workers will receive severance pay and transition assistance. Hallmark employs about 3,400 people in Kansas City and 30,000 people worldwide. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News.